says, protect the brazers! He calls back behind him to something or someone that you cannot see deeper in the room. And you need to roll initiative.
Nuts.
Stole my dice.
20.
20?
9 for me.
With my bonus added, I don't know anything.
29. 24. Crow.
20.
Okay. 20 for both of you. Corp?
3. I got a crit miss.
Okay, and Airmel.
16.
Okay. Finishes up all that. I'll need that later in a minute. Let me make sure. Okay. So he screams out, protect the brazers, to people behind him. The brazers aren't actually that far away from you guys. My bad. Brazers, like, right here. Those are the two brazers that you see. And this dude's sitting right there. He, actually goes first.
Oh, the dude rolled higher than a 20?
Yes, he did.
Get that out of the way. Jason Waves.
He looks at, Jaranor and moves straight towards him. So I'm gonna move him sort of towards me. As he moves closer to you, the blurriness around him, you guys sort of start seeing it move and sort of look as if it's almost a shape upon it. And he keeps moving. Oh, I had it working so awesome earlier. I don't know how I did. Dang. But it's sort of like the blur is moving around, but then every once in a while you almost see this face move around it. To where you can see. And it moves right to Jaranor and attacks Jaranor. Rolls a 19.
It hits.
Okay. You're going to take 9 necrotic damage.
Oh, gosh.
And please reduce your strength score by 4. You feel this draining of your strength, like your strength just gets sucked right out of your body, and your strength score is reduced by 4.
Like my ability modifiers?
No.
Just the score?
Like your 17 or 16 strength.
Yep. Permanently?
It's reduced by 4.
Oh no.
Dang. 4, it's crazy.
That's it. He's done. And he stands right at you.
No.
Crow, I'm sorry. I'm trying to make sure I don't screw this one up because there's a lot of extra stuff that's going on. Airmel, before Crow goes, with your religion background, you know that this is some kind of... no one has Arcana, right?
Arcana?
Yeah.
I have 1.
Well, I meant like that you're proficient in it.
Oh.
No.
Anyone else proficient in religion?
Yeah.
Far from that.
Okay. Airmel, you realize that this is some kind of seance that's going on, and that these brazers are definitely a big part of this. Yeah, I know. Don't put the Rothy there. I don't know why that's there. But you know that these brazers are part of this whole thing.
Okay.
All right, Crow, go ahead.
Hey, guys.
I don't want to go.
I hold my action.
I want Kira to go.
You can't.
We both roll 20s.
I'm saying. Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Hey, guys. This is a seance. We should look to put out the flames. In the name of Lathander.
Actually, can I go?
Sure.
We'll go.
Make it mine, but
take a dash action.
Dash?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A dash action.
Are where are you heading? Once you make it to there, you see where'd another cultist go that was out here?
Out there.
Huh? I need him. You see two cultists over here.
Three?
No, two.
And that was my dash, that was my action. Yep. And on the way I give... Let's see.
No one else has religion, we're sure of that. Mm-hmm.
Give Bardic Inspiration to... Kirito.
With your religion back, Kirito, you know that you can use part of your god's power as a bonus action to snuff out some of the flames if you're within 30 feet.
What do you mean, my god's power? Like call, the using you, calling forth the power of Lathander?
Yeah, if you call forth Lathander, she will assist you in putting out the flames if you're within 30 feet or me.
Okay.
As a bonus action.
Swagger Jack!
Okay.
Okay.
Next is Kirito.
That's not how you say his name, right?
What is it?
Kirito.
Kirito.
There's like an I hey. Between the R and the T.
Kirito.
Kirito. Alright. I'm gonna use a disengage to get around him.
Yep.
Before I leave, I'm gonna be like, psst, Janor. See if you can do that weird unpossessing crap on him.
No spell slots.
Oh, way to go.
Yeah. As you move there, you see two more cultists standing here.
Yeah.
Okay.
And believe me, I needed to use them.
I need you more tonight. I need you more.
You definitely shoot it with a crossbow.
Without any, yeah.
Yeah, with no cover.
All right.
How do we fight demons?
We'll fire on this one with
number
the crossbow.
Six. Okay.
I'm
going to
do 20
for 16. So what are these
inside? They're like flames, raised, just like a big cauldron that has like flames coming out of
crit
it.
Hit.
Crit hit. All right, roll the damage twice, please.
Yes. Four. Straighten a juggy.
Four plus enough. Two. So
you hit it square 10. In the eyeball, and it's lodged all in his head, and he just falls straight down.
Topples backwards.
Yep, was bad.
That's right, boy. That's right, boy.
On the road.
All right. Group. That puts us at Airmail. All
right.
Now I'm down to 16.
So.
Because I forgot to grab it out of the other guy's head.
We get to here. Mm-hmm. As a action, I use Sacred Flame on this.
Okay.
So roll a dexterity
on the dude, because it's sort of all around him, so you're going to be doing it on the dude.
On the dude. Okay. It's radiant damage.
He's already been shot once. Okay?
Yeah.
Good.
No, you can do it, then move.
I didn't roll for damage against
so you don't have
any
cover here.
Huh?
I don't even roll for damage.
I know, but I'm also going to use a bonus action, too.
You can do
it. I don't have any cover. This is, like, out of the way.
They have cover right there.
You realize that your arrow that you shot did not hit the
cover
shadow
from me
that was around him. It's right here to the dude.
These guys help give him.
Where in the guy?
Oh.
Yeah, it went into
okay.
the dude. It did
so
not hit.
Yeah, so I'm doing that before I move just to avoid cover.
His head?
No.
You can do that, move, then do your bonus action.
Yeah.
What are we
doing? I'm
doing
that before I move so I can.
The
say
your flame on him?
Yeah, so I can not get him undercover.
Good.
Dexterity.
Oh.
Wait, on who?
Him.
Him?
As you.
Oh, gosh.
As you do the sacred flame, it lights this priest. Sort of on fire a little bit. As you do it, the shadow doesn't look like it's affected, and you see, sort of like the picture, these lines go to him, and it sort of snuffs out the flames instantly.
Those flames?
No.
Or his flames?
Anything that's on him.
Okay,
so instantly goes out.
There is no rolling of damage for that.
Nope.
Because of what that is. All right, in the process run bonus action, I call Lathander's.
Okay,
call for Lathander's
roll
assistance.
Roll a religion check.
Are you... Six.
Six? The flames start to dim down a little bit, and then like a light, sort of the same lines that go to him, go straight to you, and you take One damage.
Bollocks.
And that was your action and bonus action, correct?
That is right.
And you did attack the priest.
Yep.
That brings us to the cultists.
Not me.
Nope. Oh. Cultist one shoots a crossbow at Crow with half coverage. He rolls a 12.
Nope.
The second one right behind him does the same thing. Rolls a 19.
Shoots his friend in the back.
For 4 damage.
Half coverage gets him plus two.
And on the other one sees that you're getting close to the brazier, and he just sprints straight up to you and does nothing. Another one from behind. And another one from behind over here moves in to sort of block the way from Kirito's advance and shoots another arrow at you. Rolls a 6, so obviously nothing. And that's all of them, so... It is Janor's turn.
Alright. I call out an abyssal to the priest, and I say, can I intimidate the beast or whatever is possessing the guy to leave him?
Intimidate him?
Yeah, I'm proficient in intimidation.
You can try.
Alright.
Oh man.
I rolled a 7.
Okay.
Roll a 3.
What do you say to it?
Get out of here. You, leave this man and come out and stop hiding like a coward. Take form and fight me.
Sort of so the priest is like this, and I sort of. It's like.
You will die first.
That's it.
Oh my gosh. And then I pull out a javelin, and I kind of, and I shoot this guy.
There I am. Okay. That's number 3.
Right. Is there any disadvantages for that?
Or? You're good.
All right. I will do.
No more.
I hit 15.
That hits. Hey, don't be going to sleep.
Hey, don't talk about.
It hits.
3 uh-huh. damage. Okay. Plus 2, so 5.
Five damage. Okay. The javelin cleaves half its side and leaves a little cut there, and he's still up.
Gosh, that strength thing is really messing with me, because now I have plus 1.
Yep. Hort, your turn.
I'm going to get out my shield and my hand axe. And I'm going to run away from that guy there.
Okay.
I go up my 25 feet.
Yep.
And I throw my hand axe at that guy.
Okay.
It's still strength, right?
Yep. Yeah, you can use strength. It's a.
It's a finesse weapon. Yeah.
Well, it's not finesse. It just uses strength.
That hit the rake.
What was it?
It was a 13.
Hits.
16. 4 damage.
You kill it.
Nice. Dead.
So knock it over. That's it for round one. Round two, the shadow looks at you, Jernor, and says,
I welcome paladins. They can join my master's army first.
And he attacks you again with the same attack. Rolling an 8.
Nope. Which
thankfully misses.
Take away 4 more strength.
Yeah.
Next is Crow.
He's going to fall asleep again.
He's going to fall asleep because he's so weak he can't move.
Yeah. First werewolves.
That's probably a thing.
First werewolves and then Crow.
I move back here and...
You know that you have enough strength that you might be able to pick it up and move it over and knock it over.
Spilling all the contents. Stuff.
Don't burn your hands.
Oh, I'm fire resistant, brother.
Oh, yeah.
Is he really?
He is.
That's a thing?
I'll do that since it won't burn me too badly.
You lift it up and it spills out.
I pour it. I do it this way, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, obviously.
It
pours out. You can turn it off. The flames die out, but you do end up taking 3 necrotic damage.
Necrotic.
I spell it out, but it does. The lines that you sort of seen going towards from that one have dissipated. And you still see a little bit of lightning going from here and two more that are coming from back here going towards them.
I'm a little bit nervous. Kirito.
Hold on. I want to see. Okay. Bardic Inspiration goes 60 feet. I give Bardic Inspiration to Jernor.
Okay.
What does that do?
1d6 to attacks,
ability checks, and saving throws.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Not damage, just attacks?
Mm. Okay. Not damage, just the attacks.
You can go.
I'm kind of curious what's in these rooms. I'm not gonna lie, I really want to go in one of them. But
I feel like if you open that door,
what, bad things will happen?
It's a distinct possibility.
Well, let's get this Wraith guy off.
Which means knocking all the brazers out and then fighting him.
I'm gonna move up.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna move as close to this wall as I can.
Okay.
Firing my short bow at this one.
Yep. Number 4.
Roll another crit.
Yeah.
You have Bardic Inspiration.
No, I don't. That was for... Oh, you just gave it to me?
No, I gave it to you before you ran out there and you never used it because you got crit.
You still keep it.
You keep it
so
for...
Oh, so I still have for a whole minute?
For a minute.
3 plus 6 is only going to be a 9, though.
Oh, it's not going to work then.
No, but I have Inspiration from the
TM. You can roll again, yeah. You can use your Inspiration. That's advantage. So you'd roll the whole die again.
I know. I only do we need to hit him, though. I'll do it.
Okay.
Do I roll this again?
Nope. Stays. That was your damage roll. Hits. 6 plus what?
6 plus 2. 8.
8 damage. You actually clip it almost on the side of the neck, and he starts bleeding, holding his hand up to his neck, and he sort of falls to one knee. He's still alive.
Okay, I'm gonna use a dash.
How do you get to use the dash?
As a free action.
Oh, you get to use it as a free action?
Huh? As a bonus, I believe. I believe it's a dash, hide, or.
Alright, we'll go ahead and do it and then you can look it up.
Pretty sure afterwards. It is. So I'm a dash.
We know where you're at. You only get to move another 30.
Yeah.
That's it. No, just 30. You've already moved 30.
Oh, I thought it was 60.
No. Yeah, you're going to have 60 total. There's 30. And now you got another 30 from there. You can get up to it. Yeah.
You can take a bonus action on each of your turns in combat. This action can be used only to take the dash, disengage, or hide.
That's what he needs.
AC was better though.
You don't want to run behind it? Sorry.
I don't have the movement to get there.
No.
I only have the movement to get barely there.
Oops.
Ash?
Nuts.
Kirito, Aramel, your turn.
Aramel's turn?
Yep. From there, that's what you see.
Then. Right before the end of my turn.
They're all in the bag!
That's, yeah.
Charge them!
Uh-oh. And there's coffin!
Aramel!
Dash up. He says his own name as he goes.
For the thunder! What do I see?
That's
what I see.
That's all you see.
We've uncovered the whole dungeon.
Have we?
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know
what's in there. Shenanigans.
We don't know what's
uncovering all of that.
We don't know what's inside those coffins, but I think we're about to find out.
Yeah, me too. Where's my thing?
That's my dash.
Alright.
That's my action, and is anybody in range for a bonus action? It needs healing. Doesn't look like it. Just Jaranor. But I think he's... No, he'd be in range. What's your health at, Jaranor?
9 out of 18.
Oh, this...
Alright.
I'm at half.
Good one.
Yippee-aight.
Okay.
Alright.
You gotta hold his attention. We can't have you...
Cultist One
took out half my health in one attack, so I'll be honest.
Cultist One moves to here and attacks Crow with 3/4 cover.
But I can get you back with.
He definitely misses. The next one moves to this side and attacks Court.
No!
Rolls a 16.
Dang it! Oh, I have my shield out. I have 17.
He did. I remember you saying that he was switched to the hand axe.
These two instantly charge right at you.
Mm hmm. Thank you for that.
And
they do 900,000 damage because they're charging.
15?
Hits.
6 damage. Second one rolls a 9.
Misses.
Okay. And that brings us to Jaren.
Alright, nuts. Alright, let's see.
If you move away, he will attack you.
You attack me, you
saw? Unless you disengage?
Yeah, if you disengage, you're fine.
Is that an action?
Yes, it is your action, but at least he won't be able to attack you.
And I can't dash after I disengage.
Yes, so it's either you disengage or you could dash and run very fast.
But yeah, he's just going to follow me, so what's the point? And then attack me anyways.
You could drag him out of the way, but you can't hear any of this.
I'm going to grapple him.
You're going to grapple the priest? Now, you know the shadow's the thing that's sort of attacking you. It's not the priest that attacked you.
Oh, so that the body doesn't matter.
Yeah. The shadow sort of reached out and touched you and sucked some of your strength out of your body.
Oh, okay.
Well, you could disengage, move 30, or you could move 60 and run away. Try to get to the dangers.
Risk it for that biscuit.
Okay, I'm going to disengage
and
move up to this door and try to pry it open. Is it locked?
No, it opens up.
Could I go in and close the door on it?
Huh?
Will you allow me to just go in and shut the door?
No, I won't.
Okay,
it's 30 feet to the door.
Alright.
What you see inside there, I don't have any more coffins, but there's several more coffins in there.
I have 2.
Yeah.
There's several?
They're just all like lined up against this wall. Court, your turn.
Court does. He does the dash action.
Yep.
Does a sweet little combat roll.
Oh, combat roll, okay.
Up to here and flips and grabs his hand axe out of the dude.
Okay. I think it's pretty sweet.
20 feet. And then he does another 20 feet.
Okay, you have 20 more. Well, no, actually, you don't. You have 10 more.
Mm-hmm. No?
You only have 25 feet.
I'm dashing.
That's still double. It's 50 feet.
50.
You just did 40.
Oh, yeah.
So you have 10 feet left.
And then he just walks over here.
Okay.
Scary.
The shadow is up.
Only the shadow knows. If he comes after me,
it moves straight to Jaranor. But it only makes it to here. The journal, or the priest of Jugal just sort of walks and just sort of moves. I got moves towards you. That's it. Crow? Oh, I'm sorry. No, because it can move a full thing. It dashes all the way up to you. Okay. But that's his action.
Just keep disengaging it.
Yeah, just keep
Well, he's in the doorway now, so.
Oh, he's stuck now.
Crow, your turn.
Crow steps out. He casts vicious mockery on. What did I get attacked with, by the way?
More scimitars.
Come on, guys.
Scimitars. On the I'll say the furthest one.
Okay. The furthest one? Number two? Okay.
He makes a wisdom saving throw.
Rolls a three.
So it rolled a six out of a d6? Jeez.
Well, it has plus
four.
All to the damage.
Takes three psychic damage and has disadvantage on his next attack.
Okay. And disadvantage.
Nice dress. Yeah, run back behind that. No.
Alright.
I just peer around it. Say that.
Kirito?
I'm not gonna make it.
Alright.
You are gonna make it.
There's no way. That thing's in the door now. I have 9 health.
It's just a priest. With a shadow around it.
With a wraith.
Well, but the shadow is just around it. It's just the priest that's blocking your way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, then just disengage.
Just an old man?
Let's take a centaur to the one that's
kick his knees.
What do we got? 4 and 5?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, 4. For sure. Miss. It's 2.
I love this dice where I have to get real close to
him. Okay, and I'll take the short sword to him.
Okay.
Same one.
Mm-hmm. 3 misses.
Double miss.
Yep, double miss.
And I'm dead if I
stay. Aramel?
Hold on, I'm not done. I'm not done.
Should've flipped that thing.
Didn't want to dump the thing, huh?
I thought I could survive. If I would've killed him, I could've survived it, but now I'm not gonna be able to survive.
I was like, what's going on? Am I having a stroke?
I'm dead either, no matter what happens.
You should make it orange.
I'll attempt to hide.
You've already used your bonus action to attack twice.
Oh, you're right. That's how that works, isn't it? Shoot, Molly, use your handgun.
Shoot, Molly.
Another cheat.
No, that's the first time I attacked twice. Usually I run and shoot with it.
Worse than that boy in Gentleman.
Alright.
I'm stuck. Coldus, go. Coldus, no, oh no, I'm sorry, Airmail. I almost skipped you. Go ahead, Airmail. I don't think you're within 30 yet of those to extinguish them.
I am within 30 of that one to it.
You'd have to move. But it is a bonus action.
You can be able to move, shoot, and still do that.
Move. To Sacred Flame on the weaker Acolyte.
Okay, yep.
Dexterity saving throw.
Dexterity?
Yep.
Rolls a 3.
Okay, and so 1d8 damage.
1d8?
Yeah.
Anything better 1?
6.
Okay.
There's half.
Goodness.
I'm also going to take a swing with the power of Lathander from above.
Okay, roll.
Call this beautiful being.
Religion footage. Check.
Okay, that's a sticker. 7 plus 3, 10.
The flames violently go up in the air, and you see a flash of bright light, and the flames go off.
Nice turn, sir.
Did you attack?
Yeah.
He called the thunder on it.
Yeah, he called down his god of the thunder on it.
And I killed one of the cultists, so he's not.
Coldus goes. Number one.
A double hit.
These guys see Court running towards the thing, and they both turn around and go right for him.
Oh, crap.
First one attacks. 18.
Get to dancing, Court. Court, dance.
Are you raging? Yeah, 2. 2 damage.
Oh, thank goodness.
And the second one rolls a 20.
No, disadvantage.
Oh, I rolled again 11. Thank you.
He misses.
Attaboy.
I'm down to 9. And number 5 attacks Kirito.
Must be a way to mark this stuff. Critical hits you. Inspiration.
We need those stun markers.
Critical hits you for 5 damage.
Kills him instantly.
Wow. That was the lowest rolls ever on that one. That's all of them. Jernor, your turn.
It's almost like when you roll.
I have it marked. I just forgot it.
It's like, it's we can't hit him now. Already dancing.
I need to get attuned to seeing the dots there.
Can I
do an athletics check to try to push the man at least 5-10 feet?
Yep.
Alright, so I'm gonna do that.
Strength, so
12.
That's gonna be your action.
Yeah. 12.
You push him out of the way to enough to be able to get past him.
Okay. And then I run.
That's at least 5 feet right at the edge, so you have 25 feet left.
So
do we get to disengage? I mean a reaction?
Oh,
you pushed him off of him.
He pushed him off.
Okay, so that's about as far as I've
okay.
So how far did you push him?
Just 5 feet back.
Oops, I messed him up.
Yeah, it's okay. 5 feet. Court, your turn.
Stupid cultist was slowing down.
He sort of like stumbles back like two times, like he's not even fully has his full strength at all, the priest.
I will attack this one with a hand axe.
Okay. Number one. You know that number two is hurt.
Oh, I'm talking number two then. Okay. I hit him for 3 damage.
Oh, you hit him for sure,
four,
huh?
4 damage. Yeah, I rolled an 18. Okay. 4 damage.
And
then...
He's bleeding out pretty good.
That one.
Yep.
And I'm going to run.
Away from both of them?
Yep.
You can take 2 opportunity attacks.
They're both going to attack you.
I know. I don't want to...
Dude, you got health to spend, right?
Get this fire. I only have 9.
Me too.
Just stay and fight.
But if we wait too long, it's going to open these things.
I mean, you're right, but...
I think the trick was we had to figure out quickly.
I was hoping I'd kill one of them.
It has to be something. Lasers.
I mean, I feel like that's really easy to figure out, though.
Wow, you guys found...
Clues.
I'm running, Luke.
Yeah, my 21 perception check. Wow. Yeah. Religion check. Being religion heavy.
First one rolls 11?
Nope.
Well, second one rolls 17.
Yeah.
It was dang it! Fine,
which is huge.
4 damage, please.
And the king how do you of just like, being with Xander, his acolyte was a big, big help there, too.
I'd say your religion came in quite handy in this.
Hey, that dwarf chick, though.
Yeah.
You've been really
that was Port.
She wasn't
Shadow goes.
Short on service.
The shadow's going to move here, and it's going to get to you. And attack.
And attack?
Yeah. His moves.
Yeah, but his move is only 15 or half, right?
No, it's full move.
I'm not moved. Half.
What?
He didn't knock him down.
No, but last time he only moved 15 feet and
I
then had to dash.
I moved more than 15
I'm
feet.
I'm going
to
die.
But did you have to dash?
No. I did not.
I did
I'm
not.
So confused.
Yeah.
It's a certain
so
number
confused.
That it moved, but...
Okay.
The attack was only a 6.
Take that,
and
old man.
Crow, your turn.
I'm finna smack a hoe.
Give me. This is difficult. Yeah. So this old man isn't actually doing anything.
No, it is definitely the shadow that you guys are seeing.
Poor
or
old
this,
man.
This weird old mist that's
but he
smacking
is,
people.
He is a being. He is an old man.
He appears to be alive. He does not look like he's a zombie or got flesh falling off him other than from the cuts and stuff that you guys have done.
I'm not responsible.
I don't even know. Cast sleep on the old man.
On the old man? What's he got to roll?
Nothing.
He just falls asleep? Oh, you got to roll?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Nice.
25, which is hit. Is it 25?
25 is what you roll?
Yeah. It has to be.
It starts to affect him, and he just sort of slunches over, but he's still sitting there, and those things still moving around. But his eyes closed.
So he's in like marionette.
He's actually still standing though. But it almost looks like he's not the one that's making him stand. Kirito.
I really can't afford to get the opportunity. I wish I knew the turn order.
Yeah, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
It would be really nice. I'm not going to be the most effective at turning those things off anyway, so I'm going to stay and fight this guy.
Cold as five.
Are we going to do the short sword first?
Yep.
Is it too late to go into a rage?
Yeah. Crit miss.
Wow.
There's
that's
no
a,
way.
That's a lot of crit misses.
Holy, yeah. Get rid of that die, dude.
You swing across him and he dodges out of the way and your Shimitar hits the ground, but you still have it in hand. Like, you swung down and you smacked against the ground. Second one?
Yep.
Yep.
Short sword.
Mm-hmm. Alright, hits for 4 damage.
Yep.
Okay. You cleave through some of its garments and cut it, and it's sort of flapping, and you reveal sort of this cut that you've put in the side. Airmail.
Don't abandon me!
I think I have to.
You only... It's a bonus action for you.
Hint, hint. Hint. Hint.
Not trying to be mean maybe. Or hinting, I'm just doing
exactly.
Oh, you're so close.
You don't have enough movement?
No, I'm trying to be in range to shoot my crossbow at that turd.
You can shoot before you run. So
yeah, you can shoot.
No, you know what? I've got 60 feet for Sacred Flame. So okay. I'm going to use Sacred Flame on that guy. Okay, roll for dexterity.
Dexterity save?
Yep.
16.
Okay, so I missed. However, I'm going to go ahead and...
Blow out the candle.
Roll 12.
12 is enough. The candle goes out, and a bright light flashes, and it's just totally snuffed out. You hear, coming from the priest...
From the priest? Or from the...
Well, from the shadow. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Yes, yes. From the shadow.
Okay.
But it's from the priest's area. That's what you hear.
And then I yell, did somebody call a priest?
And the cultists now go. And they...
Keep after court.
Go away for me.
First one attacks. Rolling a 17.
Gotta be kidding me.
5 damage.
I'm unconscious.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Second one will instead move.
Nope, you already moved him.
Move up here.
Yeah, you did.
And shoot a crossbow.
At me?
Yeah. Rolling a 5.
Roll a 5. That's right, I smack the crossbow bolt out of the air as you shoot it at me.
That one's still alive.
Inspiration, you got it.
No. 15.
Bad inspiration this whole time.
You really?
4 damage.
I'm at 0.
Yeah, unconscious. Jaren, on your turn.
Party members are falling.
There's only one place left.
So. Oh no. Okay. This is tough. Has this guy been hurt at all?
You would not know anything about him.
You would not.
From where you were.
You look a little close to see.
If I go unconscious, it's over. I can't risk it. I gotta disengage.
Okay. You may move 30 feet.
He's running around in a circle.
He's moving towards it. So, okay. You can actually move a little bit further back. You don't move to the end of the stick, you move up to the last.
Okay.
Okay. And that's it. Court. Death saving throw, please.
I have inspiration. Can I use it?
Sure. Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Advantage. Nope.
Alright, one fail. Brings us back to the top. Shadow. He almost as if the priest is dragged along. And he moves up to here. Crow?
I'm trying.
Your body is falling.
Like I care.
Here, belly, belly, belly.
My heartbeat.
No, that's not your heart. You're dying, son.
No, that's why it's going all freaky.
That's why you can hear it.
That's why it's so fast.
Wait, what did I get an asterisk again?
What asterisk? Oh, I don't remember. You did something silly.
I cast Vicious Mockery on number...
Two?
Did I say two?
Yeah, it's two. It's not a normal base. I tried my best.
Should have wrote it on top of the base.
I didn't want it on top.
It's all about that base.
Vicious Mockery, what's it got to do?
Wisdom saving throw.
Okay. Rolls a two. D4. Or
worse than that.
Or is it?
No, it's D4.
What?
One psychic damage and disadvantage on a nuts attack.
Give me something.
Huh?
Tell me what you say. What's your Vicious Mockery?
On a spot right now, do it.
These guys are so... You basic.
It shocks around him and he falls over.
You killed it.
Kirito, death saving throw.
Come on.
Yeah, by calling it basic.
Yeah, you basic. Went,
I am so basic.
You can throw like these black robed guys.
That's a seven.
Can I use my bark inspiration?
Yes, you can. 8, 9 plus 2 is 11.
We're losing at least two.
No, it's 7.
Plus your bark, which is 9. Plus
8, 9.
Plus.
Huh?
Plus how much did you roll to hit? Oh no! Oh, I'm sorry.
This is my saving
attack. Yes, no, so no.
Not an attack.
That's a failure.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I was like, whoa, okay. Airmail, your turn.
If combat ends, do I automatically stabilize?
Nope.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yep.
Oh, jeez.
If they're far enough away from you, this combat's going to be... You guys haven't even touched the shadow yet.
Yeah, Airmail left him for dead.
Yeah, because I'm trying to get us to a point where we can actually fight that thing.
Did that cultist
do anything? Group death here.
If people are dead, Luke, you're not going to fight nothing. What?
Did that cultist...
He's still alive.
Okay. He knocked out.
Airmail did the right thing.
He knocked out him, yeah.
He knocked out him.
Remember where I am.
Oh my goodness.
I literally have to choose between putting out the fire...
Or bringing back someone?
Bringing back Kirito or Court.
Oh, man.
I know what I would do.
I know what I would do, too.
I know what I would do.
The right thing is the good answer. I'm going to say
anything because I'm unconscious. He's going to go over and pickpocket me.
Why are you shaking your head, man?
All right. What you doing? You got it.
I'm dashing in there.
You're dashing in?
I've already moved 30 feet.
Okay.
I'm getting in between these two.
Okay.
Actually, you know what? No, I'm just going to just get his attention. I'm going to club him as I'm running by, run into him, get his attention. Oh, I can't fight him.
All right. Yep. Sounds
spit
good.
Spit in his face.
I'm going to spit in the back of his neck.
He turns around and hits you.
Just like that. That's what I sound like, spit.
Rolls a 10, misses.
That's right. Roll on, sucker.
Number one. Sees that Jaranor is running towards him and shoots at him. Rolls a 21.
Oh!
6 damage.
Farts!
Oh, man.
That's number one.
Is he dead?
No, he's not.
He's got 3 left.
Jaranor, it's your turn.
Gosh.
This is gonna be something awesome.
The freaking...
Move up to here.
I'll let you get close enough to him.
Okay. Alright.
Then I move up to here.
That adrenaline, bro.
And I use my training longsword on him.
Your
for a 12. It's just a longsword. I just
it hits.
Alright. And then
I thought you were healing me.
Seven
damage.
I bet it kills him, though.
You slice him up good, and he's looking pretty bad.
Oh, I thought he was looking
pretty bad.
Court, death saving throw, please.
No, it's going to be a crit.
Zip it.
It's a 20?
You are back on your feet.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Epic.
Thought it was going to be a fail.
And the good news is it's after the stupid...
The shadow goes.
Apostle lights go, so...
Crow?
Why you pay the 15 movement?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just kidding.
No, he can dash. I keep forgetting that. He can dash. And he's over there.
Sorry, guys.
What is Crow doing here?
He's going to insult him again.
Nope. He's making a run. We had numbers on that side. I had to come back over here for you.
That 20 saved everything.
Do we know? Do we know if the flame, the cauldron, whatever it is.
You just know from the essence of the flames, there's sort of this weird energy that's
so going that towards helped the shadow. Me immensely.
Mm-hmm.
Although sparing the dying isn't such a big, like, I just touch him and he's pretty stable, so. Yeah, that was pretty epic.
I was just waiting to see the one roll up in, like, slow motion.
Oh, you're dead for sure.
I kind of want to do something, but I guess I'll move next to the cultist.
Yep.
And,
attack.
Attack him.
Okay.
My rapier.
Hit.
19. Oh, gosh. 3 damage.
Blah!
Yeah.
Yes!
Kirito. Death saving throw, please.
Oh my god.
Here you go!
Ah!
Oh my gosh. Oh!
Oh, that's a 7.
It's a 2. That is a 2, sir.
Oh, you're right. That is a 2.
Another death saving throw. You're down to 2. Aramel, your turn.
You could have been gone right there.
You would have been dead for sure.
Real close.
Which would have...
Is there any way... Can I can get around this guy?
You can move around to touch him, yes.
Okay.
If that's what your plan is.
Yeah.
Yep, you can do it.
Alright,
without expending anything else.
Spare the dying.
Oh, spare the dying. He's not even healing you.
If you heal me...
I don't have to do that. Spare the... Or... Okay, never mind. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, it won't bring him back to life. You must heal him.
What's your healing?
Do something.
I know. What's your health?
Zero.
No.
Your max.
Max health.
Max health is 15.
Zero.
Bollocks.
All right. I'm going to use Cure Wounds.
Okay.
Use
them.
For 8 plus my spellcasting ability. 3, I think.
All right. 11?
Yeah.
You were back up here
to 11.
The last remaining cultist turns around and...
I don't want to be a party pooper.
Strikes.
But shouldn't the cultist got an attack of opportunity?
No.
No,
because
he's
leaving his reach.
He's still within his reach. He rolls a 20 on you, Aramel.
Like an actual 20 or
rolled
a crit?
Not a crit.
Thank you.
6 damage.
Okay.
Oh my goodness, we're so hurt.
Next is Jernor. All
right. Yikes. Well, we gotta... Yeah. I'm just gonna run up to the flame. Well, do I...
He is not in hand-to-hand. He was shy.
Okay.
He was shy of you.
I'm gonna run up to the flame.
Now he's gonna attack me.
Oh, no.
No, he doesn't care about you.
You can always move back, too.
Move behind it.
Well, what if this, like, totally weakens it? I won't let you die.
Just.
Jernor shouts, "I won't let you die!" as he runs past you,
pushes me out of the way. And I use my strength and try to push over the brazier.
You push it over, it goes out.
Brazier.
Sadly,
yep. Here comes
the damage comes upon you, and you take 2.
Oh no way!
Damage.
Oh, you had to roll it.
You could have killed him. That's what I was worried about.
Was it a D4?
Could have knocked him unconscious.
It's a D4. Oh, yeah.
I was going to say.
You are still up. Court, it is your turn, sir. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Last one out. The shadow screeches out in pain. Whoa. And you see the priest fall limp and just fall on the ground, and you actually see the form of the shadow over top of him standing there.
Oh, we killed the priest.
There's no... there.
Now I feel bad.
He, all the energy that's going towards him has dissipated, and you just see the form of the shadow there. And sadly, there's no more light down here.
My torch.
I have dark vision.
Did you still have your torch on?
Yes. We all had dark vision except for Jared.
Okay.
Yeah, we can. So as of right now, but the mist is
going to be a straight shadow.
He's already a shadow.
Yeah. Well, I know, but he. We'll say you still have the torch, but I don't know how you're holding it. But
maybe when you dump the fire, he was also.
If we have dark vision, back and throw his own
brazier in there.
It is black.
It's shadow line.
I know, but we see in grayscale.
To be fair,
okay, we don't see shadows. We see in grayscale.
I know, but
we won't run into walls. That's for sure.
If you take a photo of something that's black,
you would be able to notice if it moves. You would be able to know where it's at.
My intentions.
But he's got the torch.
My intentions back when we were kind of here, and I was in this room. I was going to run out. Before I was in this room, I wanted to put my torch in the middle of the room, and then so I can have a shield.
The coffin's on
fire.
We'll
say the torch is still with you.
Okay. All right. In my hand?
Yes.
My off hand? All right.
I'm sorry. Court, your turn. It has screamed out in pain, and it's come out of this, and you've seen the priest fall to the ground, and it's still there.
He could put his arm through the shield and still hold the torch. No, the shield.
Are you raging or not? You're not raging
yet. Let's be clear here. Look where I am.
I'm gonna kill that stupid thing.
Always.
Well, that mountain's still alive there.
And I'm gonna kill it.
Oh.
It's so bad.
Okay. He's gonna jump over the brazier with a head kick.
I'm gonna go.
The Wapo safety.
Over here.
Okay.
And then. I'm just gonna keep running.
Huh?
I got there.
He doesn't have health.
I have one health. I mean, I'm gonna throw a.
Oh, he doesn't want to base it, but he can.
I'm gonna throw my hand axe at it just to see what happens.
Okay. Good.
That's a crit miss.
Oh my goodness.
There is just crit misses everywhere.
Oh crap.
It is the shadow's turn. And.
Oh, okay, good.
We just lost the hand axe.
At least you didn't stab yourself.
It's sort of news straight to Crow.
Who's behind him? He could have called that a crit miss that Steven just hit Crow with a hand axe.
Rolls a 7 to hit you.
To hit me?
It just rolls a 7.
No.
Okay. Misses.
No, it does not hit me.
It takes the... it then moves away from you. You want to attack?
Yeah. Do you want to?
Go for it.
19.
Hits.
7 damage.
Now it's down to
312. Yeah.
Okay. So 7 damage, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Just want to make sure. Okay. It moves along to here, and you just sort of see it, and it disappears.
Oh, it's getting another body.
But it looks like it's sort of gone through the wall, through like a small crack.
Guys, it's gone. We killed it.
What do you leave now?
No, it's not. Crow. It's in the room.
Your turn.
Hurry up and kill the other cultist.
It's in that room. It's not gone.
Whose turn,
Kira?
Yes, Crow.
Can
you... my turn?
Yeah.
Can anybody give disadvantage to this ghostly figure? When we find it? Is anybody able
It is still dark in the room.
Do we know if it's considered undead?
You know that before the paladin sensed undead, so that was in here, and as of right now, you haven't really encountered anything undead, so you could assume that it's undead.
Is. Okay.
I don't have any torch or anything, guys, so.
Okay.
I can see. I have dark vision. So
you have dark vision.
You guys deal with it.
Jeez.
Ugh. I just fall flat on my face.
Here, you can go ahead and start doing your.
I take the dash action and
okay.
Peer around this door. Okay.
You see?
Yeah. I found him, guys.
I'm assuming you shout that. We can all hear it?
Yes.
So, okay. On the 30, I shouted it.
Attack with the short sword first.
Yep.
It's a 9. Or 10. 9. Yes. Okay. The other spike thing. Just a 10.
Yes. That's Kirito Aramel.
I'm gonna mace that.
Okay.
Turn.
Go for it.
Oh, that was
15.
It's
4-4.
Are you moving?
Yep.
That wasn't done.
Hmm?
That wasn't done.
What were you gonna do?
A disengage action.
Oh, good. That's fine. I blocked that. That's fine. No, you can't because you attacked twice.
Oh, you're right. Gosh, I remember that.
Cultists are all dead, so it's Janor.
I'm going to use Lay on Hands to prepare myself for... I'm going to expend all but 1 point.
Okay.
That's 9.
Okay.
You have 10?
Yep.
10 that's points awesome. Now.
4.
It's 5 below.
I'm going to run up to this coffin.
Oh, and I can also move.
Oh, yep. Go ahead and move.
What are you doing in that coffin?
I'm going to...
You should get some cough medicine so you can stop that coughing.
I'm going to get out my great axe.
Yep.
And raise it up above my head and start smashing that coffin to pieces.
Gosh!
Okay. Roll strength check. Or attack. I'm sorry, not strength check. Attack.
20.
20? You start smashing this coffin, and the front just rips off, and like this body that was in there, you just start actually hacking apart this dead body.
That's been awesome. There what's wrong with you?
But have you? Nothing else happens. Shadows.
Have you no respect for the dead?
Hey, thank you. And he moves straight to you and attacks you. Nine. As you're
getting the rolls.
Crow, your turn.
Crow's like, I don't have any weapons.
Man, this was so close.
Is it not even close to death or something?
No, I'm saying this was a close battle so far.
Yeah, real close.
Got really close. And...
Attack with my rapier.
Yep, go for it.
Rapier.
Only 10.
10 misses. Kirito.
Guys, get over here!
There
you go.
Right.
Dash is a
no,
bonus.
That goes all the way to the front. That goes all the way to the front of you.
Huh?
When you measure, that's how you measure, but you don't go to the end, you just go to the edge.
Gotcha.
Okay?
A little on the edge.
Dash.
You don't have to go.
As a bonus action. No.
Yep, so you're done. That's your action and your bonus action.
Yep.
Alright, Aramil.
Why couldn't you just do a dash with an action and then do a bonus action?
What?
That doesn't make any sense.
You could do dash.
Just do dash as an action and then you have a bonus action to use.
Then you would have your bonus action to hide or whatever. Go ahead.
Wait, could I move and then do a dash?
No.
Just do a dash as an action.
I'm going to set fire to that.
If you need to use
set
a bonus
fire
action
to it?
Later
yep.
on,
what?
You can use
I'm going to light a torch and set fire to it.
Well, that's what I would have done,
okay,
but I can't
dash,
move
then.
90. I can only move 60.
I'm still going to have 10 feet of movement.
Can you just move 90?
Yep. You light it on fire.
No, kay. I can only move
it
60.
It illuminates this area.
Why?
Because a dash, it gives you 30 extra.
Yeah, so you should have 60 automatically.
So you can't double dash.
I don't think you can double dash, but...
You can Mario Kart double dash.
Jaranor.
You can't just dash an extra 30 feet. Just many times you want, I don't think.
That's a crit plus 14, so 34. So it is officially double dash.
Wait, what did you just attack?
Double dash.
Oh.
And then I'm gonna make it down there.
Okay.
Dash.
Yep.
That's my turn.
Port.
I'm gonna follow Aramil.
Yep.
Yeah, I just set fire to that other coffin, so.
Shadow attacks.
Thanks, pal.
Crow again.
Clean him up, man. I'm with you.
Wait, did you destroy it?
I set fire to it.
critical miss. Sort of.
I pull out.
Goes through you and forgot to solidify itself and just sort of its hands sort of around your face.
You can double dash.
Can? Yep. Yeah. There
you go. You can move 60 feet.
So you can move 60 feet in one turn.
Nice.
No, 90 feet.
90.
So get your 90 on.
Yep.
Move up 30 more.
Crow, your turn.
I got out my shield again. And the hand axe.
Yep.
Did anybody say if they can give this guy disadvantage?
I don't think anybody can.
Oh, and I still have my torch, right?
Literally, just kill it.
I just set that fire.
Yeah. Because
I toss that torch?
I have a nice spell I can use.
Like out into here?
I don't
want
to use it.
If you want, I don't see why you can.
Okay.
You do whatever you want.
He has a chance to not be affected.
You haven't hit him yet.
I know, that's the problem.
Oh, okay.
That's why I want somebody to give him disadvantage.
Somebody has.
Yeah, well, yeah, you did hit him.
For 7. 10.
I guess I'm going to use this then.
All right. That's it.
Mine as well. Crow cast Fairy Fire.
Yep.
And you have to make a dexterity saving throw.
What color?
This is remote out.
What color?
What color is your Fairy Fire, bro?
Yeah. 16 is what he got.
Well, it doesn't affect him, and he doesn't turn into anything.
No. Okay.
Butts.
Kirito.
Well, that was fun. That was a whole spell slot for nothing.
Bye!
That's why I want disadvantage.
That would have been nice.
There's no way nobody has disadvantage.
I'm gonna shoot him.
Yep.
No
cover.
I have something in my spells, but I have to go back.
I don't want to hear it. You don't have it. So.
I don't want to hear it.
Don't you raise your voice at me. Back in
you. 9 plus what?
Stop it. Plus 4 and 13.
Hits.
For 5.
Why don't you go?
6 damage. Second roll is always... Oh, wait. 6, 7, 8 damage.
8 damage. It screams out in pain and looks like it's starting to look around desperate.
Hey, I made it desperate, guys.
Aramel, your turn.
Just damn, like I've done it. Oh.
It cries out for Jubilex to save it.
Jubilex? Oh, nuts.
Uh-oh. It's going out for his god. Hurry up. Finish it off before
my in range to,
Nah, because you moved to the end of the stick instead of the edge of the stick.
All right, there. And then I will ready a... I will throw the torch down here.
Yep.
Just yep. down on the ground. It's not going to set anything on fire. It's just lighting the area.
Yep.
And then I'm going to draw my crossbow and ready it.
Okay. For when it comes out.
Yep.
All right. Garenor.
All right. Is there any way I could get inside?
Yeah, you can stand right
That's
next to
That's what I asked that
attack.
Dwarf girl.
Okay.
Oh, you blocked my shot.
Jeez, dude. I'm going to attack my... Long sword.
Alright.
When you say it, everybody laughs. When I say it, everybody thinks I'm a cleric.
That's a miss.
I'm gonna use Bardic Inspiration.
Sure. You're okay. a cleric.
So what, well, do, I, what do I do with
it? Roll a d6. You can only get 11.
Plant my seeds everywhere I go.
AKA
what a cleric would
do. D6 roll.
Be free.
Yeah, you missed.
In the mind and the
court.
Oh my
god. Here you go.
That's in Lathander, man.
I'm gonna dash.
Yep.
Wait, don't.
What?
Mm-mm.
What?
Mm-mm.
What?
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
Not my turn.
I set the thing on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, next is the shadow. It's looking desperate, and it actually attacks one more time at Crow.
You gonna hit?
19.
Another misses.
Is it? 8 damage, sir.
I'm unconscious.
No.
By just that much.
And then it tries to move away from Jarenor. Jarenor, you get an attack.
It's a little crossbones when you're unconscious.
I'm gonna use my longsword.
Yep.
It's barely there.
14.
Though. Hits.
That's awesome.
Oh, wrong one. Yeah, the same doesn't matter.
It, the shadow.
Plus 2. 7.
Jubilex wants to power you all. And then it sort of shadow dissipates into nothingness.
I did it, guys.
We're out of combat.
I did it.
Yep,
guys.
Out of combat.
So I still don't have strength?
Nope.
Oh no!
Oh no!
That's awful.
What?
Probably not until long rest.
I am go work out.
Yeah, he's unconscious, so technically, I guess, you would need to roll one saving throw.
No, I got him.
Okay.
My turn want to come up before then.
Okay, go ahead.
Cure wounds.
Yep.
4d8.
But you don't just want to stabilize them? I can chill out here?
That's my last spell. So.
Mm. Yeah, it was worth it.
At least it's enough. Five. You guys all have survived.
Also, I'm going to use my, I get once every short or long rest, channel divinity, and anybody within 30 feet.
You guys
feet,
aren't taking a short or long rest yet.
I know, but I get one between those, and I haven't used it.
I gotcha.
So I get 10 hit points, and I can fill anybody up to half of their hit points.
It's not a spell slot or anything?
Nope, that is channel divinity. So by putting up,
so
like,
what's everyone's half?
Holding
half
up my holy symbol.
I'm already past half. Help.
I'm already past
7.
Well, no, but you get up to half your hit points back.
Oh.
But he can only expend 10.
Yeah. Oh, 10 points. Okay, he's got 10 points to hand out.
To
expend.
Yeah. I can receive 2.
Are you receiving?
I can't receive any.
I'll give you 2.
I can get
both
eight.
Half. Right?
You can get 8.
I'm at 1 HP.
Okay.
If you're past half, you don't get anything?
I'm going to give me 1 to get to 5.
Oh, I can't get it.
Yeah. I played the cleric.
Then I'll give you 7.
Nice.
Wait, is that right then?
As long as it's up to half.
It can't be more than half.
Yeah.
You can get hand out 10 points.
Okay.
Are you a half, Eric? I'm now at half.
He's
yes.
Now at half.
The round down, so.
As you strike down the shadow, Jaranor, you feel the undead presence sort of disappear from this region.
Ah, I can breathe again.
Yeah, you feel a nice relief of cleansing this area.
I'll hit the body.
Is he alive?
He still seems to be alive, but he seems like he's dying.
Right. Medicine check.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
No, he's dead now.
He still seems like he's falling.
9.
He's dying.
Medicine checks anymore.
I'm gonna...
You should have laid hands on him.
I can spare the dying.
Yeah.
I'm just going to make him unstable. Or
that's enough.
But I'm just going to stabilize him.
Still disturbed.
So I'll spare the dying.
So he stabilized, so you're able to keep him from dying.
How is it still his turn when he did that to me?
Huh?
Because we're not
we're out of combat. I mean, if you want to do something.
And I was the first one to get over there.
He sort of like waited for him to see if he was doing anything. Or at least that's what I thought you were doing.
So hey, I want to loot that
fellow. You can try to heal him if you want.
I want to loot that fellow.
You're looting
the priest? That's right.
A cleric is
on the priest, you...
What kind of cleric is this?
He's some sort of demon priest.
No, he's not. He was possessed.
Allegedly.
You find a book on him, and it appears to be like a catalog of the people that have died in here.
He's just the...
It's the Book of the Dead.
Okay. Interesting. That's on fire, by the way.
Freaking...
this one's actually on fire.
He's a tiefling. He doesn't care.
Fire resistance, dude.
All right.
He's resistance.
Anybody else?
I'm going to go open this door.
When I threw my hand axe, I rolled a crit miss.
Yeah.
Is it gone forever?
No, you can get it.
Okay, thank you.
You're going to go get in that one now instead?
Are you going in there?
Yeah.
Okay. You find the same stuff. It's just a bunch of coffins.
It's a crit.
Can I loot them?
You can try. They're sealed coffins.
I got a crowbar.
They're sealed?
Yeah, there's dead people in them.
I got a crowbar. I heard something about burying the wealthy down here. Maybe they were buried with some treasure.
You find inside the coffin that you open 10 silver. It's sort of a small pouch beside them. Oh, man. All right.
Crow goes in.
I'm going
with
that guy.
As you guys all go around to the cultists, you find nothing of importance on the cultists.
No weapons?
They are literally just in a garb, and they were trying to make
except my javelin
no
that's still in one.
There's a few scimitars that are scattered across.
What are those, D4s?
No,
D6s.
Oh, well, I'll collect one of those.
What are you doing in there, Crow?
Crow grabs the body and picks it up and drops it out of the coffin. And then he gets into the coffin and lays in, and then he says to Kirito, close me in.
All right, I close it, and then I take my hammer out and one of my pitons, and I hammer the piton in, and I do it three along the sides.
Okay.
And then he hears me say, I know what he's doing. And he hears me say, thank you.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
He's gonna run out of oxygen.
He's still, the one dude, the priest is still unconscious but stable. You guys are pretty much done in here.
I helped the.
Unless you guys want to do something.
I helped
Wait, am I done in that? Yeah, you're still in it.
Step up the priest's head and kind of talk to him, see if he's responsive.
He's unconscious.
All unconscious?
Yeah, he's just stable.
Are you guys watching this?
Let's roll.
I smack him.
Oh, stop.
You smack the priest?
I smack him and just try to wake him up.
Nothing happened.
You guys yell at me for checking his body. Now I've got the Book of the Dead.
You took the book?
She took it.
Okay.
You just defiled this place all over again.
Then I go over here.
Well, I'm going to be...
Pick up my javelin and a scimitar.
All
right. Getting rid of my arrow.
Yep, you get both of them.
Okay. I'll clutch my arrow back.
You can take the arrow from the eye socket. Yes.
Can I collect any crossbow bolts?
No.
Okay. Any, you notice any money on the ground? Anything of importance at all?
As you guys walk around for a little bit, for the rest of the day, there's not much of anything else important.
Alright.
You guys done?
Yeah.
Alright.
What's the Book of the Dead going to be for me? Has it got any value?
It's a book that has people that have died, their names in it. Mm. Like a catalog.
Okay.
No.
So I'm going to light a stick of incense and burn it on the torch right here. And say like a closing, like a prayer of censure for those souls that are dead.
After looting an alive one.
Okay.
You know, to sort of
That's fine.
Try to bring some peace back to this. And I'm, you know, pray for Calathander and all this
so
stuff.
So the family members come to visit them. They're like, we don't know where your guys are.
I go back and kind of fireman's carry this guy
with me.
You're carrying him with you?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're kidnapping the priest too?
Yeah, he's metal.
Yeah, he's real metal.
So you're carrying him with you?
Yeah, he's kind
of. He's full you guys, metal.
I head towards the entrance.
So you guys are heading out of the church then?
Yeah.
As you guys emerge from this church, I need everyone to roll a survival check, please.
Oh, what? Oh,
no. We're all gonna die.
I guess Krug gets out of that coffin.
Oh, yeah, Krug. I'm sorry.
How does that happen? He's nailed in.
Krug is in.
I found my new dice.
You guys weren't watching. I nailed it and I threw it on the fire.
He did.
And so it burned up, but since he's immune to fire, he was just laying there.
As it burned around, I'm immune. I'm just resistant. He just felt it getting hot, and I was like, oh.
I roll a crit.
Okay. A crit.
20.
A 20?
I got 11.
I need everyone to tell me what they got.
And 7.
What was that?
Survival.
23.
Yep,
23.
13.
I don't think I have any
plus. Janor?
11.
No.
13.
Okay. Aramel, you're the only one. So everyone else is going to know this, but you can't react to it, okay? Aramel, you feel like you're being watched.
I always feel like somebody's watching me.
So you may do whatever you want. You just sense that something is watching you guys.
And none of us is just normal.
Everyone else is just you're just heading out of church.
Hey guys, you get the feeling that somebody's watching you. I feel that right now.
Sounds like my new hit song coming up with.
I use my last divine sense. How many do I have?
I think you have three.
Three? Okay, so I'll use my second divine sense.
Okay. Do not sense any undead or any kind of stuff.
Yeah, charisma modifier.
Yeah. Okay. Are you guys gonna start heading back?
Rolling.
No.
Through the way you guys came, or what?
I yell out, "Show yourself!"
So I unzip my pants.
Nothing happens.
No.
Who is he talking to?
I don't know. Greedo's a little bit crazy.
So we're out of the dungeon.
Yeah, this is all clear.
Okay, so we're just above the church.
You guys are literally moving through sort of the road with the forest.
Okay.
Alright.
How much XP did we get?
You guys all receive 100 XP.
Just 100?
Want to keep us below that level 3.
You guys are at what, 800?
710.
710? Alright, go up to 800. Everyone goes up to 800.
This evening.
I was hoping you guys would be around 800. So, plus that was.
Because it's just below.
Oh, wait. I didn't give you guys experience for the first group, did I?
Yeah, you did.
Hey, you did.
For the Rothies?
Yep.
Yeah, 100.
Okay.
We got a hundo.
We got the same amount for that.
It's fine.
We did for this.
800's yeah. About where... That's good. An extra 100.
We're at below level 3, right?
Yeah. 900, I think.
900 is 3.
As you guys keep moving on, it's getting... The sun is starting to go down. It's not dark, but it's getting... Starting to get dark. And, I need to roll some dice here. So give me a second. First is...
You don't have to tell us that you're rolling dice.
Oh, no, because... Yeah. Court, what is your AC, please?
Okay.
Wait. He didn't even say anything.
It don't matter. okay. Just remember that you were hit.
What?
You were hit? Norm.
What?
AC. Must have critted you, bro.
18.
Okay. You were missed.
Oh, crap.
Kirito?
13.
You were missed.
Yes!
You were missed, Airmail and Crow.
13.
You were hit. All right, two people are hit. You guys see a volley of arrows come out of the woods from all around you. The ones that get hit, you guys look down and you see an arrow with green on the arrow shaft and the arrow head that's sort of sticking in you, and it sort of oozes down. And you guys both start feeling extremely weak.
Hold on.
Could have used that lay on hands.
I saved 1 point for. I need 5.
I have dwarvish resilience.
Okay. It's 5.
Which means I have advantage on saving throws against poison. That doesn't count.
Saving throws against poison? No, not here. You guys both fall down to one knee and fall down asleep.
What? I spent 9 of my points. I have 10.
You can't spend.
So I only have 5.
The rest of you guys.
I thought it was 5 per.
It's 5 per level. You can't decide what you spend.
Oh, okay.
So you have to expend 5 no matter what you're doing.
Okay.
So you have 10.
So I'm at. So I had 1 plus. Health plus.
You can do 5 times. 5.
6.
You can do 5. Oh, 6. It always has to be 5.
Okay, right. What's up?
Alright, so.
I'm sorry.
Both Crow and Quart, you guys both have been hit with this arrow, and you see this ooze come out, and you guys both fall. On the ground, unconscious. The rest of you, I guess I probably should.
Yeah,
let's move this stuff out of the way.
Oh, I'm immune to poison.
Fully immune, okay. That's pretty good. Alright, let's leave everything else the same though. Just pull it all here. I'll clean it up later. Alright. I need you guys all. You're still carrying the priest with you?
Yep.
Okay. Crow, you're gonna be unconscious. Court, unconscious. Another two.
I step in front of Crow with my shield.
At this point, I probably, when I noticed the arrows flying, I put the priest down and put my shield.
Yep.
You just drop them.
Well, softly.
Oh, those look like real nice.
Yep. You're gonna see.
Oh, jeez.
Are they drow?
Yes, they are.
Oh, time to kill.
I was so excited to just pull the arrow out of me.
Huh?
Like, I'm resilient.
When I noticed their drow, I put up my sword and shield and yelled, "Drow!" And then that's about it.
The ones that are on the side of you guys are looking at you guys. And the main one here, who seems to be a priestess of some sort, she looks at you guys and says, "Your friends will not wake up for some time. Surrender now. There is no escape. We have found your scout."
Our scout?
The dragon.
And you see this little human boy get flipped out, and it's Raven.
Oh my god.
And it sort of throws Raven.
The Raven?
Should have killed him.
And she just waits for you guys to answer for
a few
seconds.
Is it a body?
Huh?
Is that a body or is it Raven alive?
Raven seems to be. You think he probably is alive? Yes.
God, I hate that Raven.
I speak out quickly. There's a mistake. He's not with us. We know of him, but he's not with us.
Persuasion check.
Oh, I could do persuasion.
Okay. Drag. Oh, I can. You want me back toward the
persuasion?
You can if you want. Yeah.
13.
With you or without you, it does not matter to me. You are all coming with me.
I step in front. What is your name?
She immediately looks at you and sort of looks at both the other two beside him or beside her and says, "Ah, I see. Speak.
What is your name?
Why should I have to tell you anything?
Do I recognize
you? You are all now my prisoners.
Do I recognize her?
No.
Nobody recognizes her. She's a dirty drow.
Salal Vador is not going to be happy with this.
I recognize that name.
Do you recognize me?
Nope. I do not.
But I recognize that drow name. And turn it. Kirito, and just nod.
Where do you plan on taking us?
You will be taken with me. Where is not your concern. You have 2 seconds to lay down your arms.
I'm hurting.
I'm going to persuade her to let us march with her. To where if she's taking us without laying down our arms.
Okay, okay. What do you say to her?
We'll go with you peacefully. But we will not unarm ourselves.
Okay, wrong.
14 plus 5, so 19.
You wish to come. The only way you come with us is bound. We know who you are.
I agree to the conditions.
To be bound?
Yep. But she doesn't take our stuff, right?
Well, she's gonna not let you have any weapons. Yeah, she's gonna try to take all your stuff.
Nuts.
Alright, roll initiative.
Oh, we're gonna die.
Yeah, we're gonna die. Oh my gosh.
Automatic miss.
One.
Sorry, you guys that fell asleep. No, you guys are asleep.
I got 21.
Actually, you're not even asleep. You're actually unconscious.
We're 21. Stable.
Yeah.
Right?
You're stable, but you're unconscious. 21, you said?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Give me a second. Kirito, okay. Next.
I have 1.
1? Okay.
Court has 14.
Okay.
8.
Aramel?
7.
Okay.
Too late to surrender. Too late to.
That's it.
I was gonna lay down my arms, but no.
The two little bit more heavier guards. One shoots at Aramel with the same arrow that shot the other two.
They have a higher.
Yes, they do. And he rolls a 19. You're hit with this arrow on the side, and the poison starts to run through your veins, and you fall down.
Blah!
Next one shoots at Kirito. No, I'm sorry, not at Kirito. At the paladin. Rolls a 17.
Misses.
Okay. Kirito, your turn. No, he's definitely still there.
I know, but I'm just trying to measure it.
Okay.
He's in my way. Holy. So, just...
It's literally you and Jernor, and that's it.
Just out of perception, are those the only two with crossbows?
No, they all have crossbows. They all shot.
I'm going to go for the leader, then.
Okay.
Charge in.
Yep.
I shall just shoot.
Okay.
My bow from there.
Yep.
As I'm passing out, I say, no!
Critical miss.
It flies right by.
Critical miss.
And
then...
Oh, no.
I'll double dash away. I'll do the dash
action. Running straight away?
Yep.
You're running away.
Okay.
They're getting an attack, right?
No. What?
No. Yeah, they can't attack you. Alright.
But what?
As you were running, the main one.
Reach.
As you start running, she goes. Could you be? She sees that. Because you changed it by running away.
yes, Kyle.
we will not let you escape as you're running. It is her turn now. She is going to cast a. She's going to cast Spirit Guardians.
He mains up.
she's casting Spirit Guardians, and she's going to.
feet dash.
Okay. I'll move her back just a little bit. I just need to look one more time. She'll cast Fairy Fire on you. Dexterity saving throw. Good.
A dex saving throw?
Yep.
What do I gotta get?
An 18.
Missed.
Yeah, Fairy Fire.
For how much?
No damage. I just have advantage on all rolls against you. And you can't be hidden.
What color is it?
Okay.
It's yellow. okay, Court, you are asleep. Drow one. Alright, all the drows go. They all move up to you.
My gosh.
Following you, except for this one. And this one shoots an arrow at you first. And rolls a 22.
Another three. I ruined my whole plan!
Another three shoot at you, Kirito, with advantage. And yeah, they hit you. As you fall down, Ashta slowly walks up to you and brings her over here. She walks up to you and you're starting to lose unconsciousness, and she sort of looks down and almost intrigued at you. And she goes, she looks back at the other couple people that are walking up. She goes, could this be the child of forbidden love? Yovara will be most pleased after I show her you. And then you fall unconscious.
Yovara.
And you guys are all asleep.
Did the night's D&D.
Bound up. And I could stay for 20 more minutes if you guys want to see sort of what happens, to at least have set up so you guys can try to figure out what's going on.
Yep.
I apologize for that being sort of scripted, although that was pretty good because you almost screwed up a lot. but I didn't know else how else to make it work properly.
It would have been hilarious if we killed off,
I know. I was gonna...
Raven.
Well, yeah. when you killed Raven before.
When she was standing right here.
Yep.
I was gonna... If I had one chance, if I didn't roll a stinking one, I was gonna throw a vial of fire breath in between them.
Oh.
And that would have
been pretty
funny. It been funny. But
get them all cool burn scars.
If everyone could sort of grab the figures out, so I can move all this stuff, and then I'll have you... Leave the room for a few seconds.
I don't want to see what's next.
Wait, did they bring this guy with us?
Yes.
Yeah, he's. I brought him.
Yep.
Well, I guess they're bringing him too.
Gosh, that guy sucks.
He's just gonna wake up.
Having a hard day.
He's like, I just want to go back to my job, man. I'm gonna get fired.
Has anyone seen my Book of the Dead?
Yeah.
About that.
We set it on fire.
I don't want to see what's next.
You don't? No, we're gonna play out just a few seconds of the next part. If you guys are, unless you guys are super tired, then we don't have to.
I have to be up at 6:30.
I will try to set up as fast as I can.
Go, man.
We're asleep. So
yesterday I worked from 8 a.m. to midnight.
I don't care if you guys see. You guys can stay out.
Today I went from 8 a.m. until past midnight.
He doesn't care.
Or another.
He should have killed him.
Oh, God. That's probably what happened to me.
That's why I was just like, I'll surrender. bind me. It's really like, what's your name? You didn't even let me plant any real seeds.
I'm sorry.
I planted real seeds at one night.
Well, those were metaphorical seeds.
Those are cheat sheets for movement, action, bonus,
excuse
reaction,
me.
Conditions.
Excuse me.
Oh, jeez.
You have to move all that stuff.
Goodness, does this fit perfectly in this?
Yeah. Build a suit, make it just great.
Backstory. Jeez.
So I'm paddling.
Okay.
Hey, good news, your buddy. Your buddy. Arrow respects peoples of all faiths.
That's a lot more figures than what I was expecting.
Did you just look up?
Yeah.
What, because there was one more? Or did you expect a bunch of dead people?
No, because I wasn't sure if you guys were going to.
What is that thing?
Kill off Raven.
Did we get sold into slavery?
It's Pippin and the other one.
We
are
in
a
jail.
Pen. Yeah. Wait, the priest is still down?
Yeah, he's. Well, technically, he would be alright.
He was so lazy.
Is that a Bible, Eric?
It's my Mac Paladin's journal.
Dear journal.
Okay. Alright. So if you guys want to have a seat for just a few more minutes. Are you okay?
I already have an idea.
Sleight of hand on the guard, try to steal stuff.
No.
Alright.
Use the golem to run through the wall.
Over you guys have been unconscious for quite some time.
Does that mean our hit points are back?
You guys have been, yes.
What about my strength?
Hold on.
Oh my gosh!
You guys.
There's no way.
I've been unconscious for 5 days. Six days.
Holy cow.
So that I did have a long rest.
Everyone's gonna have a full long rest. Kirito, you know that you woke up after one day. And through the travels through this darkness, you were able to acquire 5 feet a long strand of silk rope. You've also noticed that you have nothing left of your possessions. All of them are gone. Literally, you have just your clothes. Everything's been stripped from you. So all you have is a strand of silk rope. Enjoy. Crow, you woke up after that a day later. You also found a strand of silk rope, and you have no possessions other than that. As you guys woke up at this camp, you've noticed that some of the prisoners are told to do stupid stuff, manual labor, like clean the floor for no reason, or other things. You've been moved around. After that, Aramel, you woke up 3 days. Through moving and doing weird, stupid labor, you have been able to find a flawed gemstone that's worth 10 gold. You have no other possessions. Jarenor, you woke up about the same time, and you have found a flint shard that can be used as a dagger. Nothing else. And Court, you just woke up as of today, and you have found nothing.
Oh, man.
You guys wake up into this cave, and there's all these other different races of people with you. You appear to be some kind of prisoner. The guards do not really particularly care for anyone, and they sort of mock you and laugh and spit in your face as they tell you to do this thing. All except for Kirito, which Kirito, you have been actually pulled aside several times by yourself when none of the other slaves have ever been done. This has never been done to any other slaves. They've always been pulled off in pairs to do work. Other than that, when you're pulled off the side, you are taken to this area that's underneath the... I'm going to sort of explain sort of what this is, but you're sort of taken to this area, and there's a couple levels below it that you're taken down to, and you have actually met with the leader, Ilvara, and she seems pretty interested in you. Other than that, we're going to go ahead and start as if that's where we're at. Okay? It's 12:30. We could do a slight role-playing here in the prison if you want before we end. No? All right, we'll end there. You guys can think about it. So that's literally where you're at. Don't erase, like, all your equipment or anything. Yeah. Leave it there for now.
Just pretend it's not there.
But literally, you have nothing but what I just told you. You guys have woken up in this prison cell. There are several people all around. I'll hint at a few of them. There's an orc that's in there. There is a dwarf that's in there. There is this giant Quigoth beast. That's that white furry dude. He also looks like some of the guards that are outside. There is a deep gnome. There's actually several. There's three of them. They're basically gnomes, but they have black skin. There is a Kuatar, which is like a fish man, almost like a murloc from World of Warcraft. Mm-hmm. There's a drow inside with you guys. And then there's also this like little mushroom stump. It doesn't actually look like the mushroom that's there. It's literally just like a little stump that has little legs. And that's it.
I'll get your drawing.
So that's where we're at. That's where we're going to continue on. When we come back in a couple weeks or whenever we are able to get back to it.
Right on.
You guys good?
Sure.
You guys do know, oh, I'm sorry. You guys do know that you have restraints on. There's a neck brace that goes around your neck. There is.
My neck's been bothering me, so it's really nice of them.
Yeah, neck brace, yeah. It goes around your neck, and then there's mandibles on your hands. And then that's pretty much your restraints that you have on you. I can't think of anything else as of right now that I really want to do. And that's where we're at.
Man. Oh my gosh. All right.
And this is where the actual book out of this begins. Okay.
Is that Dark Elf or Lady?
Which one? No.
Are there any ladies in prison with us?
There's
the
dwarf.
He's the pump of clerics.
Dwarf.
Yeah, yet again, another dwarf lady.
She hot?
You're going to be converted.
Do I recognize...
I don't know.
Do I recognize anyone in this cell?
No, you do not.
Recognize me?
Not even us.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's also a Darrow. I forgot about him.
What?
A Darrow? It's like a...
You tell him to do stuff and he'll do it?
Yeah. It's like a, almost like a gnome, but
I'm right sure
you know it's like, yeah, a little bit of,
like
I wouldn't say crazier, but just sort of like a little bit of...
So
he's like a Japanese gnome.
I'm still without strength right now.
No, your strength did return after the long rest.
Holy cow, that would have been bad.
Yeah. If you would have been reduced to zero strength, you die instantly.
So every time I would have been attacked by that thing, it would have took out four.
If it hit you, it would have took four every single time.
It hit other people. Why didn't it take stuff from them?
Because after some of the braziers got taken care of, it lost that ability.
You're welcome.
But if you didn't get rid of the braziers and it kept hitting you, it could have just killed you guys off by reducing strength. Especially if like someone had like an 8 strength, two hits, and they die instantly.
Dead's messed up.
Dead.
Dead. Yeah. No return. Dead.
You're dead and you die.
You're dead and you die.
I tell you, he did.
Alright, I'll clean up the rest tomorrow, so don't worry about that. You're welcome to stay in the talk if you want, but yeah, I understand if you guys gotta go.
Love to, but
yeah, you gotta get up early. That's right.
Gotta get up early.
I don't got nothing. Let's play something.
Huh?
What? I ain't got nothing. Let's play something.
Oh no, I got kids in the morning.
I
just was thinking.
I'm out of town the 3rd through the 11th, so
happy after that.
Two Saturdays.
Okay.
So. Andy's character is still asleep.
Jerks. As long as I get the experience, don't die.
Oh man. Well, things have definitely changed a lot to where I'm going to have to write a bunch more stuff now. I was not expecting the priest of Jagal to be down here as well.
He had to build his character.
Yeah.
I'll kill him.
I took care of
him.
Give
him stats.
I'll strangle him.
And now Raven's down there too.
Hey, have him written out by one of the prisoners killing him.
Does he still have his glasses on?
What do you wish?
He just struggled, and we took his glasses apart and shoved the temples right in his eyeballs.
Wow, what the heck? He's
Are you a cleric?
Person.
I mean, yeah.
I want to see your character sheet.
Yeah, I want to see your character sheet and shit now.
This is me, not the cleric.
Oh, okay.
My cleric is doing what he's supposed to do. He is chaotic good. He is being fruitful. There's nothing against taking.
What about that
supposed to do as little effort as is necessary?
The priest is awake, by the way.
What about that time when he burned his book?
I said prayers for the dead. I thought the book might be possessed.
Does the priest still have his glasses?
You're crazy, man. You're crazy.
I heard you could use glasses. That is a pretty good lockpick.
I'm pretty sure everything's been stripped out. You guys have nothing.
One and two and here we go.
Alright, I'm just gonna go out the front door.
Yeah, that's fine. Right. Yep. That sounds good
to me. Bye.
Thanks, Andy.
Bye, guys.
So, near miss, almost die, two people. The combat seemed like it went a little more smoothly with that.
Oh, heck so yeah, that went
faster.
May I see you again?
You've just listened to another episode of the S6 D&D podcast. Take some experience for that accomplishment. While you're at it, level up with us by following our Twitch channel, YouTube channel, and other social media platforms. Links to everything can be found in the notes of this podcast episode. Thanks for listening.
Dare I say that I'd be your home?